Syrian refugee suspected in Allahu Akbar mass stabbing in Austria that left 5 injured and 14-year-old dead. By Kurt Sindelka on February 16, 2025. A Syrian allegedly stabbed 6 people in the Austrian town of Philik in a suspected Islamist terror attack on Saturday afternoon that left a 14-year-old boy dead. Just days after terror struck in Munich, a 23-year-old supposed refugee from Syria launched into a vicious stabbing spree in the Carinthian town of Philik on Saturday afternoon. 5 people were injured during the attack, and tragically, a 14-year-old was killed after bleeding out on the street. The suspect, identified by Kronen Zeitung as Ahmad G., is reported by eyewitnesses to have laughed during the attack. He is also said to have shouted out Allahu Akbar and made hand gestures associated with the ISIS terrorist group. The suspected terrorist may have committed more violence. However, he was driven down by a fellow Syrian delivery driver before being apprehended by police. The food delivery man said, he wanted to go towards the city center when there were children on the street. I couldn't allow that. I have children of my own. According to Kronen, citing sources within the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, Ahmad G. arrived in Austria in 2020 and was only recently recognized by the government as a refugee. It is believed that the 23-year-old was radicalized by Islamist preachers on the TikTok social media platform. A search of his apartment found that he owned an ISIS flag. Yet, it appears that he had avoided entirely coming on the radar of police in Austria and was not classified as a threat by the Office for the Protection of the Constitution. The leader of the Austrian Freedom Party, FPO, Herbert Kickl, took aim at the country's asylum system following the attack, saying that he was angry at those politicians who have allowed stabbings, rapes, gang wars and other major crimes to become the order of the day in Austria. This is a system failure, for which a young person in Philik now had to pay with his life. He said that the incident was terrible and incredibly sad and the result of the security and asylum policies of the system parties. Despite winning the most votes of any party in last year's elections, Kickl's Freedom Party has so far been unable to form a government in Vienna. Other establishment parties, notably the supposedly conservative Austrian People's Party, O.V.P., have enacted a cordon sanitaire around the party, similar to the one imposed on the anti-mass migration of the neighboring Germany. Yet, this has resulted in the FPÖ continuing to gain support in polls. The attack in Austria came just 2 days after a 24-year-old migrant from Afghanistan was alleged to have driven a car into a labor union demonstration in Munich, leaving 39 people injured. On Saturday, police revealed that a mother and her 2-year-old daughter died of injuries sustained during the suspected Islamist attack. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to xsindelka@breitbart.com.